Okay, good. Last day we are study about present tense.
Jadi kami programnya itu.
So besides the health program, we also have an economic and social empowerment program. In the field of health, we build bathing facilities and toilets and drill a well because many people still did MJK or toilets in a ditch with buffaloes and dogs. The sanitation was certainly bad and it caused a bad lifestyle. We also often distribute dental health tools and soap to the children.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency on Wednesday advised residents in several areas of North Sulawesi to remain vigilant for potential wildfires as the province enters its dry season. Head of Observation and Information North Sulawesi Climatology Station, M. Chandrabuana, noted that the hotter and drier condition during the dry season could raise the risk of land and forest fires. Sea Transportation Directorate General at Indonesia's Transportation Ministry, along with Japan's Land Infrastructure, Transport and Tourism Ministry, is reinforcing maritime synergy through a technical port training program under the Japan-Indonesia Economic Partnership Agreement. Director of Ports at the Ministry of Transportation, Muhammad Anto Julianto, expressed appreciation for the ongoing cooperation, emphasizing that program supports GAPA, especially in technical collaboration, knowledge, and human resource capacity building. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sebagai kekasihku cintamu palsu sayangmu semu bermain dan permainkan aku seperti ular yang sangat berbisa suka memangsa diriku tergigit cinta. Aku terperangkap, muslihatmu, aku terperangkap.
Indonesia.
Sebuah tembang pilihan, semoga bisa meredam segala kerinduan.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate Klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the Sate Klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of Sate Klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of the Sate. For one serving of Sate Klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Bersama kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Bersama kita sebut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Bersama kita sambut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita.
Malam ini kan bebaskan diri dari tegang beban. Setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan, senyum senyam, kilau bintang menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, chemistry alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Bersama kita sambut.
Come on.
Zimbabwe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example, during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Sal Priyadi. Salmantyo Asriski Priyadi, better known as Sal Priyadi, is an Indonesian male singer, songwriter, and actor. The singer, who was born on April 30, 1992, released a new song entitled Gala Bunga Matahari or Sunflower Gala on August 8, 2024. This song is included in his album, which was released on April 30, 2024, entitled Markers and Suspense Flash Disk. Until now, the song is often used to describe the longing for the loved ones who have passed away. However, according to Sal Priyadi, the song actually also wants to encourage those who are left behind to keep living their life at best. Well, listener, here is Sal Priyadi with the song Gala Bunga Matahari.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman, meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan. Ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu. Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman, meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan. Kan ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita.
dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya. Kau mampir hari ini, bila tidak sekarang, janji kita pastikan bertemu lagi.
Terbayang terus wajahnya membuatku terlena. Alunan musik berdendang, pujaanku ada di dalam remang. Akhirnya ku berdiri perlahan menghampiri. Oh, hey cantik, kita sudah berakhir, waktu terus bergulir. Aku ajak kita bertemu kencan di malam minggu. Oh, yeah. Hey cantik, aku benar suka padamu. Hey cantik,
traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, this Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. as Laksamana mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestions. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The today's sound.
RRI Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Open your eyes, open your mind.
Voice of Indonesia.
Senang di mana-mana hatiku senang. Di sini senang, di sana senang, di mana-mana hatiku senang. La 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 la.
Ayo dah, boleh.
Di sini senang, di sana senang, di mana-mana hatiku senang. Di sini senang, di sana senang, di mana-mana hatiku senang. La 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 la. Meski kan bolong-bolong, meski dompet kosong, ku tetap bernyanyi, ku tetap menari lagu-lagu cinta. Sambil makan singkongnya singkong gosong, bersama bergembira, bersama bergembira, nikmati hari ini. Yang kompak, joget 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 yang kompak. Di sini senang, di sana senang, di mana-mana hatiku senang. Di sini senang, di sana senang, di mana-mana hatiku senang. La 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 la.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sight and sound. Across the beauty.
Berjuta-juta rindu ku padamu, sendiriku pun harus menikmati nyanyian sang rembulan. Engkau yang seharusnya di sisiku, engkau yang selalu ada di hayatku. Semoga kau mendengar lagu ini yang ku cipta untukmu, oh kasihku. Laguku hanya untuk dirimu, tanda cintaku padamu, oh sayang.
yang seharusnya. Di sisiku engkau yang selalu ada. Di hayatku semoga kau mendengar lagu ini yang ku cipta untukmu. Oh kasihku, ini laguku hanya untuk dirimu. Tanda cintaku padamu.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
That was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is tape on the tapla, then it is tap on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Citamiang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalongkulon Cianjur, which is made from palm midrub. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya itu dari ranting aren, aren orang Sunda bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang
in the past it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Sulit. Cara jemurnya juga lama. Kalau bambu, mudah. Bambu banyak, jemurnya tetap kering. Setahun, tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun, baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Natar says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
in Bandung City. Karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006, 2007 sampai kemarilah gitu mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah la baba yarun. Astaghfirullah la banunagi. Astaghfirullah la banumantrog. Astaghfirullah aya kolektor. Astaghfirullah, la baba yarim. Astaghfirullah, la banunagi. 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 Astaghfirullah, la banunagi.
jangka warung, jangka tetangga, dan maya listrik, jangka kontakan. Song film lomba bayaran, song film lomba nunagi, song film lomba ngontrol, song film raya kolektor.
Santos kabalaya raina.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Loba Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, pereogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu, asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Kita harus menjaga itu, jadi itu melestarikan, makanya buat untuk anak-anak.